Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're going to find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big old helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And you know it's a mission. It is a mission of love and maybe a little bit of a mission of fear. I don't know. They tell it, you know, Scripture tells us not to be in fear. But I am concerned about the direction our country is taking. And something that concerns me is that many Americans are sitting idle. And we can't do that. We just cannot do that. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, O most gracious Heavenly Father, I pray with a thankful heart for the many blessings you have bestowed upon me. I know I don't deserve them. Yet, as a loving Father, you give. I pray, Father, for forgiveness for the many times that I fail you. You and I know in my heart that it is daily. Help me, Father, to be the strong woman that you would have me to be. And Father, I pray for protection over your children here in this country. I pray for your protection of President Donald J. Trump. The protection over Alan Weisselberg. I'm going to mention that here in a little bit to my listeners, Father. Peter Navarro. The January 6th prisoners. And those who are being held hostage around this great globe. Father, I pray that you will protect them. Your children. Evil exists, we know that, and we are seeing it. Father, help us not to be an idle and apathetic people, but to rise up in love and in truth. For your truth, may we be your beacon of life and love and liberty. It's for such a time as this, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen. A listener sends me emails all the time, sometimes more than once a day. I won't give his name, but they always have a lot of cute little memes and quotes from founding fathers or other people. Today was this one that Rudy got to laughing about it and shared it with me. If you're still bashing Trump after this 3-year circus, your commitment to stupidity is impressive. Impressive indeed. And not in a good way. And I'm dedicating that to Joe Scarborough and his sidekick, Mickey. Or Mika, I think she pronounces it, Mika. Another one is, all President Trump wanted to do was make America great again. Leave it to the Democrats to have a problem with that. Now, except I'm going to add to this, it's actually America, and I'm putting a K on that instead of a C, oligarchy. We cannot fight tyranny with more tyranny, and we cannot fight evil with more evil. Stay the course, America. Be the storm of truth and liberty. We also cannot win a war if we do not engage in the battle. Get off the sidelines and get in the battle for liberty. While at first we want to applaud Oklahoma Superintendent of Schools. Now, Mindy Patterson sent this to me, and it's something from Chris Ann Hall. And she says, he said, the superintendent of schools, and at first we want to applaud him. Yeah. Let it be crystal clear. Satanists are not welcome in Oklahoma schools, but they are welcome to go to hell. But according to Chris Ann Hall, government should never be in the faith judging business. As popular as it may be for the conservative genre, you must know that the superintendent today that banned Satanism empowers the superintendent tomorrow to ban Christianity. She says, you must guard even your enemy from oppression, or you establish a precedent that will come back to oppress you. And I put on here, a knee-jerk reaction will not bring calm to the chaos. This is an excerpt from my new book, The American Crisis Continues, Bring America Home. Tyranny is a vicious enemy, limitless with its tactics to subdue a people and conquer their land. Tyranny is cunning and deceitful, never hiding its face, just its intentions. Disguised as a do-gooder, tyranny preys on our emotions and uses our own system of governance against us. Tyranny changes the rules, amends the contracts, ignores the rule of law, spreads falsehoods, and sows discord among the people. Tyranny masquerades as democracy, socialism, communism, Marxism. It infiltrates into clubs, schools, universities, as we have seen, and nonprofit organizations and associations. Tyranny has many soldiers and is well-funded. Americans must awaken and hear this clarion call. Tyranny is not a distant enemy, but it is here. Tyranny is where we are. Now what shall we do? Thomas Paine said in his book, The Crisis, those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigues of supporting it. We cannot be like the three little monkeys, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. Well, we should not speak evil. We should, however, open our eyes and our ears and know just exactly what is going on. We are seeing acts of tyranny unfold. Are we now desensitized to it all? Do we think we will not be the next target or victim of tyranny? We are being brainwashed with lies, half-truths, and hidden truth, corruption. But I believe the majority of Americans are not impressive, like Joe Scarborough and his sidekick. I believe you are wise. But they are all spewing hatred and evil, and they shame and demoralize the American people. But did you realize that demoralization is a part of causing you to be paralyzed from doing or getting off the sidelines? But true patriots will not be benched. Remember, several years ago, I started out in January. It was my ploy for the year for us all to be the storm. Well, I received this from a friend. Fate whispers to the warrior, you cannot withstand the storm. And the warrior whispers back, I am the storm. And the warrior in the storm today with us is Mindy Patterson. And Mindy, how are you doing? And I just about took up the whole first segment. How are you doing? Are you there, Mindy? Oh, there you are.
Here I am. That's an awfully generous statement about me. Thank you very much.
I'll tell you,
we're all in this together. And
absolutely.
I just can't believe, you know, the crux, and I'll say it again, I've said it before, the crux of a lot of this is the fact, in addition to our tyrannical federal government, is the media that's a willing accomplice. And this is why your show is so critical. And,
you know,
the book that you've written and all these things that you do, your Substack and emails, all this information of truth and taking the listeners and the viewers and the readers to our founding principles, that's what's missing. It's very easy to see what's happening to our country and identify the counterfeit of what's happening if you're rooted in our founding principles. And it seems as though no one seems to care about our founding principles today. That's the problem.
They're being eroded.
And people are acting like, the Constitution's a living, breathing document. We just need to change it. And, you know, all these things are happening right before our eyes. It's really stunning to me, but they've been here reaping the benefits of liberty.
And we're headed into a break. Chris Ann Hall also wrote a book. It is not a living, breathing document. It's
right.
A contract.
That's right.
We're headed into this break. I want to talk when we get back about some more things that are happening and Just show what tyranny is. We'll be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. Read all about it. The American Crisis Continues. In her new book, The American Crisis Continues, Beth Ann elaborates on the crises America faces today. Invasion at the border. Insurrections. Lawlessness. Climate change. And the cry for democracy. These are the times that try men's souls. Thomas Paine's words continue to speak to Americans today. We the people once again find ourselves under tyranny. In The American Crisis Continues, you'll glean wisdom from our founding fathers and an understanding why belief in Creator God is the foundation of this nation. Liberty is always in the hands of the people, but first, it must be a longing and a lust within their hearts. The American Crisis Continues is a must-read. Order your copy today at csctalkradio.com or amazon.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Mindy Patterson. We're going to get to what some of the battles, recent battles, that are kind of the same old battles at times that Mindy and the Cavalry Group are fighting. I want to mention, Mindy, that we are seeing this unfold right in front of us, and sometimes we want to hide our faces from it. And I mentioned an Alan Weisselberg. Now, I had forgotten about this gentleman. He was an accountant for Trump. And they went after him and got him on some stupid things and put him in Rikers Island. The first offense was for 5 months. He served 3 months of that, and now he's serving a second term for 5 months. Rikers Island is a notorious prison. Not everybody comes out of there alive. And then I have an article this morning that's kind of what brought that to my mind. Matt Gaetz is trying to get permission to interview Peter Navarro, who has also been put in prison. And they're refusing to let him interview him. And the reason, and it's a Colette Peters, she's the director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons. She has rejected this interview because the prisoner is too notorious to be interviewed by a member of Congress. He goes on in his article and says, or the person who wrote the article about it, that John Gotti, a horrible guy, was interviewed from prison, and other people that have been interviewed from prison that were definitely notorious criminals. Peter Navarro is not a notorious criminal. They said he lied before. He wouldn't adhere to their subpoenas. Well, let me see. Wasn't there some other people that wouldn't do that, like Hunter Biden and some others that wouldn't obey the subpoenas, but they're not in prison. But he's not only in prison. He's being put with hardened criminals, you know, for a misdemeanor. And we're seeing this played out right in front of us, this tyranny. And I have another quote, and then I'm going to kind of just turn it over to you to what's going on. And this is from Calvin Coolidge. So this is to all of us, America. We must listen and heed what he is telling us. Unless the people, through unified action, arise and take charge of their government, they will find that their government has taken charge of them. Independence and liberty will be gone, and the general public will find itself in a condition of servitude to an aggregation of organized and selfish interest. And I think we are living that right now. And I believe we have been too laid back and afraid. And the other article that was talking about demoralized is they demoralize us, and then we're kind of paralyzed. We're afraid to say anything. We just stay on the sidelines because we think, well, we're bad people. We shouldn't say anything. But that is not the truth. And we have got to be the storm and rise up. And with that, I'm going to let you tell us what exactly is going on right now, some of your biggest fights. Or just take it anywhere you want to, Mindy.
Well, first of all, I love those quotes, and I love your statements about what's happening. You know, I don't know how to light a fire under Americans. I think they've got the fire, and I think people are ready to take action. But I also see apprehension because of the strong arm that's happening to President Trump. Because if they can do it to him, they're going to squish us like a bug.
Oh,
and
wow.
This isn't okay. I mean, this is not who we are as Americans. We've allowed this tyranny to take over like the creeping fog that comes over the shore and covers the land. We can't allow this to happen. I'm blown away by the fact that we are where we are today, but it's all by design because they have extracted and eliminated appreciation for our founding principles, which have afforded us the ability to live free and live our lives in liberty. A lot of the people that are exercising this tyranny over our country are those who've already reap the benefits of living in a free country. And they've never lived anywhere else to experience the extreme tyranny.
Oh, they're spoiled. I mean,
they're spoiled
brats. Yeah.
And this is dangerous. It's just flat out dangerous. And that's why we are where we are today. And we are in a very, as you said, a very dangerous pickle right now with the way things are going. And you know, the day that they raided Mar-a-Lago, and look, if you're listening, whether you like Trump or not, and that's going back to your earlier statement, by the way, about Chris Ann Hall saying that you must guard even over your enemy from oppression, or you will establish a precedent that will come back to oppress you. That's a really important fundamental point of liberty. I may not like a lot of things, but, you know, we have to, you know, work around these things in a way that is within the confines of the law or reasonableness, if you will, common sense, which you're all about. And
try to be.
and, you know, look, I may not like the color that my neighbor painted his house, but that's just tough beans. You know, these homeowners associations, I just cringe at some of these things. But that's just a perfect little microcosm of what we're talking about here.
And isn't it an example
It is.
Because everybody wants into this nice little neighborhood where it all looks nice. But then when you want to build a deck or something on the back, you're not going to be free to do that because, no, it has to meet with the approval or it has to look just like everybody else's. And talk about the Stepford Wives, you know, the old movie. I never watched it, but it's like that you bought into that. I mean, I had some friends that did that, and they were just so brokenhearted then because they couldn't do what they wanted to do to their home.
It's a form of oppression. So now we shift over to animal owners and animal-related businesses with that same thing. We're dealing with all of this, all of it, through legislation, through litigation. It's ridiculous. Every day is whack-a-mole under that same premise. You know, my whole thing is, look, if you don't like horse-drawn carriages, don't go for a ride. You don't like the circus? Stay home. You don't like pet stores? Then don't buy a dog or cat from a pet store. This has gotten ridiculous, but this heavy-handed animal rights ideology has crept into lawmakers' brains at the local, state, and federal levels everywhere, and they need to wake up. Stop trying to rule and control everybody and what they can and cannot do at this level. It's ridiculous, and I'm so disgusted by, you know, and somebody said to me the other day, Mindy, you know what? You know, there's just as many Republicans that are against a lot of these policies against agriculture and animal owners. And I said, you bet. In fact, Republicans are worse, quite frankly. And I don't really think they're truly Republicans adhering to the true mission of, you know, if you read the Republican mission statement, if you will, it's about free market enterprise, freedom, less government, but that's not what we're getting out of the Republicans in Congress or even in a lot of the state legislatures. They've been completely brainwashed into thinking they can control Americans through this legislative overrule, if you will. And so, accordingly, today we are dealing with, you know, everything becomes in Congress. We'll focus on Congress for a minute. All these different omnibus bills become a vehicle to pass bills that can't pass on the merits of the legislation itself.
Right.
For example, about 6 weeks ago, there was an omnibus bill that was another omnibus bill. How many omnibus bills have we had since January?
By my
count, about three. Sending billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine and other countries, far and away lands that, you know, we have problems here on our own soil that we need to be taking care of our own situations. And I hear the music for a break, so we can continue. Sorry.
Yes, that always sneaks up on us, doesn't it? But I want to continue with what you're saying. And then I want to ask you about some of the property rights issues regarding animals, because I think that's a huge thing. People miss. You know, they've ruined the Boy Scouts. I've got that article in front of me, which has nothing to do with everything we're talking about. It's just an example of how they've infiltrated tyranny and taken over everything that was good and honorable in this country.
Yep.
And we've sat back and allowed it because we were demoralized and paralyzed. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. Go to thecavalrygroup.com. That's thecavalrygroup.com. Get involved. Get in this fight. And let's save liberty. We'll be right back.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immune 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Mindy Patterson. I wanted you to continue the battle you were talking about, and then I have a question about property rights within the animal and livestock and the animal industry. Let's just put it that way.
Well, what I was going to say as a precedent to the legislative points you and I are going to make is that people need to quit falling for the trap of Republican versus Democrat. Because,
yes,
look, I realize the Democrats today are a very different party than they were several years ago. And, but the Republicans are too, and none of them are loyal to the Constitution, and that's
or to
where
the people.
My loyalty lies. I'm not loyal to any party. I'm loyal to America's founding principles, America first. I'm loyal to the Constitution, period, and that is the rule of law. It still stands, and I'm not loyal to any party by any means. And quite frankly, I'm so tired of being betrayed by people who have an R beside their name, who are in legislatures and in Congress, and I'm exhausted from them slipping things into omnibus bills that don't belong. What I was going to say earlier was that the radio frequency identification system for the cattle industry couldn't pass on the merits on its own, so they had to slip it in as an amendment to one of these omnibus bills, which is literally going to tighten the noose on overreach by government onto the cattle industry, and that is by design. And, you know, we'll never know who slip that on to the omnibus bill a few weeks ago, but it's going to be very detrimental. And what cattle ranchers need to know is not only will they be subject to this new inventory monitor and control of this new government database that they're establishing through this. By the way, the cattle industry already has had traceability of disease. They already have a system in place that's working. But they've established this new database to literally inventory, monitor, and control every move so that this database will be holding information such as how many cows you have, how much land you own, how many cows you sell, how many cows you process. Then, you know, all of this is subject to Freedom of Information Act requests that somebody can get their hands on, and it will always be those with nefarious intentions that do such a thing. And it is very detrimental. So again, why are we doing these things as amendments to other legislation and bills that are vehicles when they can't pass on the merits on their own? And that's what we're dealing with too in right now with the farm bill, which is not a farm bill. It's a welfare bill, as we all know. And there are several actions that the animal rights groups are trying to take against the pet breeding industry and other animal-related businesses to sneak legislation onto the farm bill as the vehicle to pass bills that they've been trying to pass for the last several years, or decade, if you will, to tighten the noose on the pet industry or on the Tennessee walking horse industry or exotic animal owner exhibition or whatever it may be. There's all these federal bills that have been moving through Congress that now they're trying to amend it to the farm bill to bring tremendous overreach by government to destroy these businesses. And people, you fellow Americans out there, you need to understand that this is the play. This is the ploy, not just to destroy, you know, our food system and food supply, but the pet industry and all these things that you all hold dear. One day you're going to be looking for a new puppy, and they won't be available. You'll have to go to, you know, the black market, or your only choice will be to get a dog from a shelter. And I'm not against that, but at the same time, what if you want a purebred dog? Where are you going to go? There will be no breeders left. They will be gone because of all this regulatory reform that is happening through the legislative push by these radical people who want it gone. And that's how they do it. They chip away incrementally. They're very patient until people give up and go away. And that's what's happening to everyone right now. Pet industry, food producers, everyone. They just continue to tighten the noose until we give up, and we have to hold on until the tide turns, or we can turn the ship around. But we need everybody to help steer the ship around in a new direction.
And we need to use common sense.
Yeah.
And that's what's not being done. This legislation that they put through, these omnibus bills, they have absolutely zero common sense in them.
Yeah.
They're a ploy. They're a...
Agenda-driven.
They're a camouflage.
Yeah.
You know, because they put all this stuff in there. Nobody knows what's in there until, oh, my gosh, it's too late.
Yep.
And that's not the way it's supposed to be done.
No.
And as you mentioned about the Democrats and the Republicans, Thomas Jefferson warned us the tyranny of the legislature is really the danger most to be feared.
Yeah.
And it will be for many years to come.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask, just because this is what's in the news, animals being used on the farm and the ranch, they're work animals. They're not the same as your pets. They're not lap dogs. They're not, they love them, but they're not lap dogs. So Christy Noem is under a lot of scrutiny right now because she had to put down a dog that was mean. Couldn't be trained, couldn't be changed. Now, maybe you have a different opinion than I do on this, but they have gone after her for this. And she, in my opinion, having been on the farm and seen some of the animals that you either ship them out, you know, if it's a hog that's bad, a boar that went mean or whatever, you ship them out or you put them down.
Mm-hmm.
She had to put this dog down. It was a danger to her family and to the livestock, I would assume. And she's been ridiculed for that. And I defended her on that because I've been on the farm and I know what happens.
Yep.
But then she turns around, blames a ghostwriter and all this and that. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm losing sympathy for you now if you're going to sit and make up excuses. You either stand with what you did as the right thing or be quiet. So I just kind of wanted your opinion on that, because you're working with all kinds of different animal livestock folks, whether it's on the farm, whether it's pet breeders, whether it's the horse people. And we know those horses are treated better than anybody. Yeah, they are just treated like gold in the horse business. But what is your opinion on that? I mean, they're just going after her.
Oh, I know. I've seen the posts. I've read the comments. It's absolutely crazy. And, you know, I don't think she was wrong in euthanizing a dangerous dog. There's a lot of discussion about the fact that the dog needed better training and all these things. Well, nobody knows. Nobody knows the dog. You know, we don't know. But given what we do know, and this is just my personal opinion, the fact that she put it in her book shows a poor grasp of what the public will and will not accept today. And look, we're dealing with a general public today that doesn't even know where their food comes from.
That's right.
So we're dealing with this emotionally charged propaganda from the radicals on a daily basis. And this situation just simply brought jet fuel to that fire. And
so is this a case where the general public can't handle the truth?
I believe so. I believe that, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago, when I grew up, my parents didn't allow our dogs in the house. That was
no,
it.
No, I didn't either. I had children in the house.
That's right. The house was for people, and the dogs needed to stay outside. Well, in today's world, where people are dressing their animals in clothes and pushing them in a stroller, you know, they're not prepared for that. And, you know, you're free to do whatever you want. Look, I have lots of animals, and I love them dearly. But at the same time, I just think that the gnome situation, she needed to read the room a little better. And if she really wanted to change the narrative on that, she should have done a better job of realizing that our country has shifted dramatically in that realm, and she should have not put it in her book.
And they certainly do not understand.
They just don't.
They do not understand life in rural America, down on the farm, out on the ranch. They don't understand anything with these animals. Yeah. They just don't.
You're not going to change it by force either.
No, you're not.
That's what she seems to be trying to do.
Yeah. Anyway, we're headed into that break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Mindy Patterson. Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immune 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's IMMUNO150.com or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Best yet, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Podcast Square. Use the promo code BethAnn or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Promo code BethAnn.
Looking for someone to educate and encourage your group? Invite Beth Ann and her Bring America Home message to your community or event. Call 573-796-2166 or email rudys@csctalkradio.com to invite Beth Ann to speak at your next event. Beth Ann has been behind the microphone for almost 30 years fighting to bring America home. She brings her unique perspective, drawing from her many life experiences and her love for God and country. As a young girl, her family moved from the big city to a small rural community where she would grow up, marry her husband, and together raise five sons. Along the way, she worked in factories, retail, sales, and medical clinic, and now lights up the airwaves on CSE Talk Radio. As the DC occupiers continue to drive our society into socialism and anarchy, the message to bring America home grows more crucial by the day. Beth Ann brings that message with contagious passion wherever she speaks. Schedule Beth Ann to speak to your group today by calling 573-796-2166.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. They also have a website, New Territory Media. You can check that out as well and get glean some of the news from there as well as opinions. And once in a while, I throw one on there. I haven't done that for a while, and that's because I keep forgetting to send them to you. But you can always put any of the Substacks on there that you want to.
Okay, and, awesome.
And I wrote a Substack just the other day. I think it was last week. The oligarchy and corruption and abuse, an oligarchy of corruption and abuse. And we see the Democrats and the Republicans and the unelected, as well as the presidential presidency and all these judges across this nation as an oligarchy. They have a goal, and that goal has nothing to do with liberty. And there's all kinds of things that point and direct them that are just little paths to their goal, and disrupting our food supply is a part of that. So PETA, HSUS, and some of these others, ASPCA, they really do not care about the animals. It's not about the animals. It's about disrupting the food supply and telling you what you can and cannot do with your animals.
That's right. So, well, that's, you know, a really important point that you're bringing up about our judges, because, you know, a lot of people are, I say a lot of people, our members specifically and non-members, love to call us up and say, you need to sue this agency or sue that. Mm. And my response to that is, and where would we take it to court? You know, to find a district where there's no... Still dealing with Obama-appointed judges.
Yes.
It's terrible. Not going to end well.
No. And, you know, I saw an article yesterday from America Greatness, and he said, what is at stake? And he's going back to, if Biden gets elected, that there's a chance that they will put replace two more of the, he was talking about the ages of the Supreme Court judges. Mm-hmm. And so I hadn't really thought of that, you know, but Alito and Thomas are getting up there in years. And the Democrats are trying to get their gal out of there because she's got diabetes. She's not as old as that, but she's just like 68 or I can't remember what she was. But they want her to get out now so that Biden can put somebody else in there that's going to last a long time. In other words, they're telling her she ain't going to live much longer. And I thought, man, and some of the statements that were made, I thought, wow, ouch, that's kind of cruel. but the Democrats are cruel.
Yeah, they are.
They're cruel. And the Republicans are just cunning and snide. I mean, they just kind of slip in and sly. They wear their suits and act like they're, make a lot of noise like they're really representing us, and then they don't. So we're between a rock and a hard place, but the old saying, you can't beat City Hall. Yes, you can, because you are City Hall.
Right.
So we can beat them.
That's what really people need to remember is we, the people, are the ones who are, should have control over the government, not the government oppressing us. That's
yes.
For sure.
Calvin Coolidge said it very well, and that was years ago. And here we find ourselves. And I guess maybe it's kind of, I used to say, sometimes the person that you fall in love with, the very reason that you were so attracted to them, that you fell in love with them, later on becomes something that's kind of annoying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that I'm advocating for divorce or anything like that. I'm just saying you can't rely on emotions. And so you have to, I think maybe the freedom and the ideals that we were established on, they were so successful that we got lazy. We got apathetic.
To go back to your original point is that we need to guard against even our enemies from oppression.
Yeah.
We may not agree on these things, but I remember when Obama was president for 8 very long years, and we were all polite and knew that we have an election. That's why election integrity is so critical, because as a representative republic that America is, we have to be able to vote people out of office. That's our power as the people. That is our power, is getting rid of these bad representatives. And legislators. So, that's what we need to do. We need to make sure that we have fair and honest elections so that we can boot these bad people out of office. But that's why things are so terrible right now, because they've taken that away from us as well.
They have, and now they don't even want you to talk about it. That's how you know that the 2020 election was really stolen,
yes,
is the fact that they want to criminalize talking about it.
Yep. Yeah.
If you weren't a believer before, you ought to be a believer now.
Exactly.
They took that election. There's no way that Biden had that many votes when he couldn't even get a crowd. And same thing with Hillary. She couldn't even pay for a crowd.
I know.
And so I want to end up with some hope for all of us, because we see the frat boys holding up the flag. That should give us hope.
Mm-hmm.
Those out there chanting against America, they're not the majority, but they're scaring the majority into, they're paralyzing us. So we don't want to say anything because those people are mean. But we see the chanting of the crowds. I mean, everywhere Trump goes, even in New York, where they say everybody hates him, he's getting chanted, USA, USA, we love you, Trump. We love you, Trump. You don't see that with Biden.
Never.
And then they had the I don't know that they were frat boys, but they had the opposition in the universities, and they were playing loud music trying to wear down the enemy that were in the camps. So we see things happening, maybe not the right way, but we see things happening that encourage us, because they're fighting back. And those young people, they're fighting back. That's our future.
I agree. Well,
so we need to educate them.
People have a weird take on certain things as well. There was a post that we made the other day on our Cavalry Group Facebook page about defending the constitutional rights of the American farmer, and somebody came on and said, well, farmers don't deserve special constitutional rights. People interpret things so weird.
Special?
I just don't get it. It's just mind-boggling to me. And that wasn't the point at all. The point was is that we need to protect the private property and constitutional rights for people, for our food producers, farmers and ranchers, where you're not going to have anything to eat. But we have some guy on there saying farmers don't deserve special rights. What?
They're not special.
I think
they're inalienable to all of us.
Exactly.
So, in other words, farmers don't deserve rights. Period.
Very
is what
true.
He's saying.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. He's in the same category as Joe Scarborough. I would like to interview Joe Scarborough.
Oh, I'd love
I think I could would. Take him on. I think I could. I don't think he's brave enough. Anybody out there listening got any kind of strings to pull? Bring it on. Bring it on, Joey. Bring it on. And bring Mika with you. I think I could take on both of you. I think that'd be so much fun. And then I would love to interview Trump. I have questions for him.
Yes.
Not any about all this junk. I have other questions. I want to know about these new cities he wants to build. I want to know about other things he wants to do. I don't know. Anyway, we appreciate all that you do, Mindy. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We're looking forward to you in September being here and helping us all to bring America home. God bless everyone.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's four segments. But did you know there's a fifth segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the fifth segment. And you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome. But you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.